So, Owen, what we're trying to do is help people get to know the part-timers. So we're just asking them to, say, give one highlight of their experience teaching in CCT and one thing they want to keep working on developing.
Okay, well, it's great to have this opportunity to reflect on this, and I regret I can't make it to the event, but if I was to speak to a highlight, I would probably want to reflect briefly on the podcasting that I've started in my course this term. And I was, for a couple of years prior, trying to, well, basically think of a more dynamic way to engage students on a more weekly basis. I found that I have other strategies in the course, but concerning the lectures themselves, I had typewritten those up. So this was a really nice way, just kind of came together before the term started. It's a really nice way to give a live lecture from my computer here in Quebec City. And then I also coordinated it with a student who took the course last year and has come back for to play a kind of pseudo TA role with me. And so generally it would, we would have a Skype appointment. He would call me, and then I would have the recording software activated. I would lead probably a 25 to 30 minute lecture, and then we would have a Q&A inquiry following the lecture, and all of that would be recorded for the students. So far, that highlights definitely stood out. Students have been responding back to that, and it's entered some of the threads, which has so far, just been a welcome surprise, and it's engaged me on more, just on a different level. Given that I run the course now for a few years, it's kept or rejuvenated a kind of interest. In terms of improvements, I would say...
Just hold on 1 second. Can you tell us something about the kind of changes that you have seen in some of the students, some highlights there as well?
Sure. It's always difficult to account for changes, particularly, I just want to note that caveat, but what I have observed is in terms of threads and also personal communication. So in terms of the threads, I'm seeing that what I'm exploring the lecture verbally is influencing the thinking and reflection of the students in the course in terms of what they're saying in the threads. And the second thing is also in terms of just personal, I guess we could call it personal communication, back and forth emails with students that develops from a project or whatnot. And I've had a few Skype sessions with students where I got later emails just in terms of commenting about the lecture and how it went off that week. So I just take those as positive developments.
Great, pardon, thanks.
My cold's really quite atrocious, but I'm not sure if that answered your question, Peter.
That's good.
So, good. In terms of the developments, one of my, it's an ongoing inquiry for me around coaching. I've been doing a coaching module in my course since its inception 5 years ago, and students each year have really found that the process has added a different dynamic that's been unexpected and welcome for them, a more personal chance for them to work through the theories into practice. And the assignments I give in coaching are very specific, so it gets them applying the material we're dealing with in dialogue and communications more, particularly in terms of dialogue practices. This year I've found that I've had some hiccups with it's a new development. One, that students are having allergic reactions to Skype. I've never had this before, and this is one quirky dynamic where a couple of students were really insisting they didn't want to install it on their computers and would rather have cell phone interaction. But then I later found out that caused other issues. And so it's kind of like laptops in classroom type of issue. This came up for the first time, and I still haven't got to the bottom of that. That's one dynamic. The other one is that students have been reporting this term. I don't know if it's an older group or people are more taxed with their time, but they're finding it harder to schedule the calls. So it's getting harder to coordinate them. So I'm having some logistical stuff around the module itself, but overall it's been quite good. And the other piece, I guess, is I'm still looking for the right balance in terms of their blogs, because they keep a blog with their coaching. And so I've noticed that sometimes the students don't observe the guidelines in the rubric, or I outline a sort of conduct for ways of structuring their reflections. And I've noticed that the number of students are not observing those as well this term. So there's just little, I don't know what more to say around that. I could just say, I won't say perennial frustrations because they're new, but they're forcing me to reflect more about how I can try to restructure that section, because in the past it has been quite effective. And I'm not sure if we're entering into a new era or if this is a one-off anomaly. Anyway.
Can I just ask you one more question?
Please do, yeah.
When you started teaching this course, you were a PhD student, and then you went on to a postdoc, and now you're an assistant professor. And at some point you mentioned that it was important for you to keep teaching this course as part of your personal and professional development. Is there something you can say to convey what that
means?
Thank
you, Peter, for bringing that to the foreground. That's really actually the reason there's something in the course that is gnawing at me to return every year. And this particular year has been excessively busy. So I've had moments where I've wished it could be otherwise, where I'd have more contact with students. But the experience to date has been really generative in terms of my own professional development as a lecturer and consultant. But more than that, it's been so rewarding to see the every semester, the courses are not big, 8 to 10, sometimes 11. This term we have 11 students. basically what I've discovered is each term that's been offered, there's been one or two students every year who get so into the work that it makes it so rewarding to hold a context for them particularly. And then I notice the others around them also benefit quite a bit. So it's been very rewarding for me personally to see not only the evolution of the course, because it's a different course now than it was 5 years ago, but also in terms of there's a current within the course that keeps reaching students who are in need of a certain type of experience or are after that. And I don't know how else to articulate it, but it is really, it leads to a kind of profound sense that I've been having returning students each year now, and finally it's more formal. Last couple of years it's been, they've come in just as guests and joining the course and the conversations because they got so much out of it.
Great. Thanks very much for spending
the
time.
Thanks. A little long-winded. I hope you guys all have a wonderful gathering, and I look forward to hearing about it. Thanks, Peter.
Okay.